following in the footsteps of Expressionism, the Murnau Castle Museum, and the Münterhaus. There are places that make the past come alive, and the Münterhaus is one of them. The rooms are filled with paintings, and even furniture decorated by the Expressionist artists in an atmosphere that reminds visitors of the period before the First World War. Gabriele Münter purchased the house and garden in 1909 with an inheritance and redesigned it with her lover, Vasily Kandinsky, according to their artistic concepts. It remained their home and source of inspiration during the summer months until the start of World War I. The Murnau landscape, the view from the window, the garden, and the house itself all had a decisive influence on their artistic development. The surroundings provided the painters with an endless vista of designs, including folk art. Especially painting behind glass influenced their concise, expressive style. Thus, the small house in Kottmüller Allee became the cradle of a new artistic movement, Expressionism. It was a place where the artistic avant-garde met: Franz Marc, August Macke, Arnold Schönberg, Alexei von Jawlensky, and Mariana von Werefkin came to visit so often that the Münterhaus became popularly known as the Russian House. Der Blaue Reiter, or the Blue Rider Almanac, was created here, one of the most important developments in art literature in the 20th century. However, with the outbreak of the First World War, Münter and Kandinsky were forced to flee abroad. It was not until the 1930s that Gabriele Münter returned to Murnau with her new partner, art historian Johannes Eichner, where she lived and worked until her death in 1962. The art exhibited in the Castle Museum includes more than 80 of her works, as well as many more by members of the Blue Rider Group and the Munich New Artists Association. In particular, the influence of the Murnau lakes and mountains and Bavarian folk art is especially evident here on the emerging Expressionist style. Using landscape paintings from the 18th century as examples, the museum shows the gradual development of the expressive language and the abstract painting styles of the 20th century. A large collection of traditional Murnau glass painting also forms an important part of the permanent exhibition. Among other exhibits are sections set aside to explain the local history and a permanent exhibition on the renowned playwright Uden von Horváth. Additionally, up to 3 special exhibitions are scheduled every year on a variety of artistic themes. The centuries-old Castle Museum forms a perfect setting for the exhibits, and is certainly worth a visit in itself.